Good afternoon, contractors. Today is Monday, April 6th. As we have mentioned in the past, NikanNet.org has a phenomenal resource page with up-to-date fact sheets. The first attachment to the email covers the clarifications made by the Department of Labor on local, state, and federal shelter-in-place and stay-at-home orders in regard to entitlements for the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. An important piece in this states that, under the Department of Labor's clarification, a quarantine or isolation order does include shelter-in-place and stay-at-home orders. Please see the attached document for detailed scenarios of these clarifications. The first link provided is to a Construction Dive article titled Managing a Coronavirus-Related Project Shutdown. Although the article is more focused on steps to take as a general contractor, here are a few important items that all trades should keep in mind if in fact a job site needs to be shut down. Make sure the physical space is secured, including locking away any tool and equipment. Secure materials to avoid falls, displacement, damage, or harm to anyone visiting the site. Cover or barricade all open excavation or trenches, and post the appropriate warning or caution signs. The article also mentions what some subcontractors have had to do during the shutdowns, for example, in states like Massachusetts and New York. Some of those duties to keep the site safe were making sure that exit signs and temporary lighting were operational so that security personnel will be safe as they walk the project, installing temporary fans so that moisture doesn't gather on newly installed electrical equipment. Whether your job site was shut down or even if work continues, remember that safety is key. And right now, safety has a huge emphasis on sanitation. Be sure to keep your job sites and equipment clean and your employees educated on the proper precautions. We have included one more article link to this email, again from the Construction Dive, titled Six Ways the Coronavirus Outbreak Will Affect Construction. Unfortunately, we are likely to see long-term ramifications due to COVID-19. These following six items are what experts predict the virus will have on the industry. Number one. Employee health and safety, specifically anxiety amongst workers. Number two, material delays. Three, jittery clients and lenders. Four, quarantines and travel bans. Five, contractual legal issues. And six, global uncertainty. The article ends with this quote from Steve Lesser, chair of Becker Lawyers Construction Group. In construction, everything comes down to time and money. If you look at it that way, you can see how unpredictable this virus is on the industry. We don't know how big it's going to be, how long it will last, and what its full impact is going to be. Again, the link to that article is in the email. Thank you for listening, everyone, and one final reminder to please continue to fill out the SurveyMonkey each time you have a furloughed employee. We appreciate your help in gathering this information as it will be important for the industry. Enjoy the rest of your evenings, everyone.